Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is words that sound funny. Funny haha, not funny weird. And now, on to funny words. Guest writer Kevin Cummings of the Shortcomings Audio Podcast writes, I had my first comedy hit with the phrase, itty-bitty kidneys. Of course, the audience was my 8-month-old son, so it wasn't much of a hit. But every time I uttered those magic words, he'd laugh until he couldn't breathe. Similar phrases, including itty-bitty fingers, itty-bitty toes, and the rarely amusing itty-bitty latimus dorsi, never had the same comic effect. I didn't know it at the time, but I was employing some powerful tools for verbal comedy. Here's the first one. Words with a K sound, like kidneys, are inherently funny. The humor potential of the letter K has been part of comedic lore for years. In the Neil Simon play The Sunshine Boys, the character Willie explains it to his nephew. 57 years in this business, you learn a few things. You know what words are funny and which words are not funny. Alka-Seltzer is funny. You say Alka-Seltzer, you get a laugh. Words with K in them are funny. Casey Stengel, that's a funny name. Robert Taylor is not funny. So the names Squiggly and Aardvark both have great comedy potential because they both contain the K sound. It masquerades as qua in Squiggly, and it lurks at the end of Aardvark. Scientist and researcher Richard Weissman put the K is funny theory to the test during his Laugh Lab research in 2001. Although the main focus of the research was finding the funniest joke, Weissman also performed a mini experiment to see if the letter K actually gets more laughs. The experiment was built around a simple joke. There were two cows in a field. One said moo. The other one said, I was going to say that. During the experiment, people were invited to visit the Laugh Lab website and rate jokes pulled at random from a database. In addition to the cow joke, Weissman and his colleagues put several variations in the database, including mice that went eek, tigers that said grr, and birds going cheep. The winning variation, which had the most K's, was this joke. There were two ducks on a pond. One said quack, and the other one said, I was going to say that. There are other verbal techniques you can use to elicit a chuckle, guffaw, or belly laugh. All of them have their roots in poetry. Humor and poetry often make use of the same literary techniques, except that humor doesn't know how to behave for company. The technique of alliteration uses the repetition of the initial consonants in a word to drive a point home or make someone laugh. Consider the sentence, Squiggly was bamboozled by a bum at the buffet, as compared to, Squiggly was deceived by a tramp in the smorgasbord. The first sentence is lighter, has better rhythm, and is more likely to bring a smile. Cowboy poet and humorist Baxter Black used alliteration in a recent column about post-election television. Television producers are already dreading the post-presidential election blues, anticipating plunging plunder, pundit prostration, and poorhouse paranoia. There may have been a simpler way for him to make his point, but it wouldn't have been as funny. Closely related to alliteration are assonance and consonants. Assonance is the repetition of vowel sounds within words in a sentence or phrase. The internal assonance in the name aardvark makes it sound funnier than anteater or antbear. Building on the assonant sound, it's simple to construct a funny-sounding sentence, such as, aardvark parked his cart in the dark. In the immortal phrase, itty-bitty kidneys, the short I sound added assonance to the already funny K. The final piece of the comic puzzle was consonants. Consonance is the repetition of consonant sounds, other than at the beginning of the word. For example, Squiggly put the jack, the pack, and the bucket on the cart. The hard K, there's that darned comedic K again, is repeated in three of the words in the sentence. Two of the words actually rhyme, but all three have the same consonant sound embedded in them. In the phrase itty-bitty kidneys, the first two words rhyme in a consonant fashion, while the third plays more loosely with the long E sound in what's called a half or slant rhyme. Remember, these techniques are primarily verbal. That is, they're funnier out loud than they are on the page. If you're writing something to be read aloud and it needs a bit of humor, a company presentation, a graduation speech, or your acceptance speech for the office of president, just remember alliteration, assonance, consonants, and the hard K sound, and you'll have them rolling in the aisles. Now for book winners. Sharon, Renee, Tom, Micah, and Rachel all win a copy of my new book, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. It won't be out until July 8th, and if you order before then, most places give you a discount for pre-ordering. I'm also giving away a free chapter of my book and quick tip guide by email to everyone who's subscribed to the newsletter. If you're subscribed, you'll just get the chapter in your inbox when it's ready. Information about the book tour in July is on the website, and you can sign up at upcoming.com. Please sign up and check back because I'll be adding a few more cities soon. You'll find all this great stuff at quickanddirtytips.com, where you can also find the Small Biz Tech Girl. This week, she has a great show about how to write better PowerPoint presentations. And finally, thanks to today's guest writer, Kevin Cummings, the author of My Favorite Shortcomings, which is only available at his website. He's one of my favorite podcasters, and I'm honored that he'd take the time to contribute to my show. Thanks for listening.